comfort.
Yeah. I guess, but a blanket
is... How do you distinguish between a quilt and a comfort?
Well, the way I distinguish between it is that I think of a quilt as one of those things that used to be handmade, and I think of a comfort as something that's store-bought and a lot more deluxe, you know, probably a solid color that would be used more for display purposes than comfort, except nowadays the quilts are used for displays because they're antiques.
Well, we have one. Y'all have one that's shiny one?
Yeah.
What's
I call
that?
It a comfort.
Why? Because it's store-bought?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And of course, neither of them are blankets. Blankets are something else.
What? How do you distinguish between that?
Well, a blanket is just a heavy woven thing.
Okay. Used to, friends would come over and there wasn't enough room to sleep in the beds. You would let them sleep on the floor, and what would you make?
Pallet.
Yeah. the flat lowland along a stream that overflows in the spring, what do you call this?
The floodplain.
Okay. What possibly would you call this stretch of the river here? Would you call it the floodplain, or would you describe anything else? Use another word?
Well, no, this side of the river is not floodplain. The other side is. Because it's a lot lower. Yeah, that's lower. We're a little bit too high to be in the floodplain. I think we might just be on the very edge of it.
Well, is this called anything else?
You could call it the lowlands. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, or flat bottoms. It's flat bottoms.
Bottomland. Yeah, bottomland they call it, but we wouldn't call this bottomland because this is residential property.
Okay. So if their house is not bottomland.
Well, not in the same word that the farmer would use it.
The low-lying grassland, well, what the polo field used to be when there's grass growing in it, what would you call that?
Well, I guess it would be bottom land.
Well, let's say if it wasn't next to a river or stream, what would you call low, flat land that had grass growing on it, high or...
Plains, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, except I usually think of plains as being... not necessarily low-lying, but just a flat land that goes on for miles and miles, wherever it is.
Well, what would you distinguish between a meadow and a plain?
Well, I think that a meadow is more of a small area. Whereas, you know, you think of plains as those things that the buffaloes roam over, you know, big. In other words, a desert with grass in it is a plain.
What would be a meadow around here? What would it to be called a meadow?
I guess a meadow really is a pasture that just kind of grew up and a few trees came in it and some high grass and wasn't being cultivated. And just that could probably be a meadow.
Okay.
In my way, I could show you a picture of one easier than I could tell you.
What's the land, what is it, if the land has water standing on it for a long part of the time, like down in Bainbridge that floods every, 10 years, what is this called?
Well, that's something else now, that a land that has water standing on it is a swamp. But down in Bainbridge, the way they use the word slough